At the giddy pinnacle of Mark Boland's superstardom, Melody Maker ran a feature on T-Rex's concert at Birmingham Odeon on 9th of June 1972. They presented positive and negative perspectives on both the show and the phenomenon. Representing the anti-Boland position was Barry Fantoni, a cartoonist and jazz critic, identified here, satirically, no doubt, as Melody Maker's classical reviewer. Fantoni actually offered that his overall impression was that the music displayed an almost unprecedented achievement in that every item sounded exactly alike, not only in tempo, melody and harmony, but in texture, orchestration and use of dynamics. Adjusting his invisible bow tie, Fantoni confessed that for the first time in his life he envied Beethoven for his deafness. The pro Boland response came courtesy of 15-year-old Noel Parr from Kilsby, Northamptonshire. Although less a review than comments woven out of an impromptu interview conducted by Melody Maker's reporter at the venue, Noel's thoughts were far more telling than Fantoni's arid irony, because they were alert and alive to the visual components of T-Rex's total pop experience. "There's his fuzzy hair for a start. The way he moves it really gets me. The curls stick to his forehead with the perspiration. It's so sexy. Then there is the way he wriggles. His body actually ripples. It's too much. He pumps feeling into you. You just let yourself go. And his clothes are fantastic. He dresses to suit his body and his beautiful face. People knock him for wearing women's shoes, but he wears what suits him. He doesn't care about anybody else." T-Rex's music came last, if not least. "His music is original. Fancy. He writes most of his material in the bath, and he puts it over so well. He goes with it and he puts himself into it. He's living it." Noel's review ended with a saucy but sweet anecdote about how she and her four Boland fan friends brought a large pair of pink bloomers as a devotional offering to their idol. They embroidered a message for Mark and T-Rex's willowy percussionist Mickey Finn, signed "From Five Vampirators: Suzanne, Noel, Judith, Beverly, Adeline." Vampirators referring to the line about being a vampire for your love in T-Rex's recent hit Jeepster. The five girls split the 45 pence cost of the panties between them. Dry and distanced as his take was, Fantoni wasn't wrong, exactly. The T-Rex songbook is samey, for sure, and slight, if you like. It certainly doesn't stretch anywhere near as far and wide as the Beatles, whose own fan craze, Beatlemania, was invariably mentioned as the precursor to T-Rextacy, with Boland celebrated for triggering teen screams on a scale last heard during the Fab Four's early years. Actual critics like Wilfred Mellers praised Lennon-McCartney for their pentatonic whatnot, but nobody then or since has gone that deep into Bolandological song analysis. T-Rextacy was not the sort of phenomenon that results in something as solidly quantifiable and validated as a legacy. It was too quicksilver. What Boland left was not so much a substantial body of work, compositions, songs for the ages, as a nubile body of performances. The songs don't tend to cover well. See the Power Station's brawny mauling of Get It On. Because so much depended on Boland's personality and presence. Even at his height, Boland was hardly ever considered a heavyweight. When he talked about being a poet, boasting, accurately, that he was Britain's best-selling bard, thanks to fan-propelled sales of his verse volume The Warlock of Love, nobody took him seriously. Well, apart from Noel and her peers. In the Melody Maker piece, she gushed that Mark was a brilliant poet. He believes in the little people and reminds you of a different world. And she prophesied that in years to come, when the world reaches the peak of knowledge, they will realise what Mark Boland has written. Boland didn't have the art school credentials of a Roxy Music or the autodidact intellectual aspirations of a Bowie. His reading ran to J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis rather than Burroughs or Nietzsche. He went from a hippie cult oddball to a teeny bop pinup without an intervening period of credibility or respect. In America especially, where T-Rex's only top 10 hit was Get It On, retitled Bang a Gong to avoid confusion with a similarly titled hit, he's seen as a trifling figure. Yet it is precisely as a lightweight that Boland was a marvel. T-Rex took the ponderousness and grit out of blues-based rock, made it lithe and succulent.